Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
We was talking about storms. And I lived a storm all night long. I was watching chickens. I was watching old Fred in the doghouse. I was watching, Lord, don't let a tornado come down out of the sky. Because here in Mississippi, in Meridian, Mississippi, where the apex is, where the revival's coming and already here, we had some mighty tough winds last night. And I didn't sleep much last night. Have any of y'all ever had these lights that you can turn them off and they're made to stay on? Well, I got to dozing just a little bit. And I noticed that something got to go. And I said, Lord, that's not the Holy Ghost, I know. That's not the Spirit of God. I don't think it is because it's too it comes and goes. It was down the hall. It was in another light. Well, my wife has bought these bulbs. It's ever burning. After the light goes out and you cut it off, they'll come back on. Yeah, okay. Man, you think that's God. I said, that's got to be God. No, that's just what man has invented. But there's some things that's really baffled me. But we're living in such a time that we're hanging on to stuff that we need to let go. Say, let go. Come on, say it like you live. Let go. Let's make a little Holy Ghost noise, or just a little noise. Hallelujah. Let go. Turn loose. Can you say hallelujah? And we're going to be preaching today, if the Lord will allow us, from Acts, the 27th chapter, the book, the lost book of the Bible, which is really the found book of the Bible. That's where it really starts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. I want to make it very clear. I want you to be joyful, happy, but only the Lord can bring you true happiness. This morning, after we got up, after about 3 or 4 hours of sleep, we got up and I looked around. I said, let me make sure I cut all these bulbs off. I said, I'm not getting up in the middle of the night and going through the house checking all these bulbs and making sure I uncut. And if I took them out and they still burned, I said, what am I going to cut them up with a pillow? Hallelujah. Well, anyways, do you know what I'm talking about? Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Hallelujah. So I looked out at the back where the chicken coops are, and I noticed that there was a neoprene side we put around Memphis Pierce's chickens. Yeah. And it blown part of them off, and I said, Lord, I can't go out there in this weather. Let the chickens go. Hallelujah. So they were still there this morning, and I looked out at Fred right through my back carport door, and he's sitting up in the house. He's pulled back like this. I said, Fred, if you get called away, tell him I'm coming. Hallelujah. Anyway, it's been good. I remember some things, and I'm going to read you some scriptures. But in this Word of God, most people don't read the book of Acts. They don't read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Acts. But in the book of Acts, we find some things that we just need to cut loose from. Say, cut loose. Cut loose. I want you to go to Acts, the 7th to 27th chapter. And everyone knows this is where the ship that Paul was in, and him and his prisoners that was with him, he was a prisoner, and he had prisoners with him. But everyone knows, I hope they do, you that's read the Bible or Bible scholars, that in that going from one place, he had already told him, he said, I feel there's much danger on this journey. I perceive that there's much danger on this journey. And the Bible said, and the wind blew softly. And it deceived the captain of the ship. But Paul in the Spirit said, I know that there's much danger on this journey, but God's got a reason for it. I feel the Holy Ghost. You say, well, you ain't got to talk in tongues. I feel the Holy Ghost. I believe that you can speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Come on, talk to me. Is that all right? Let me read you this scripture here. Then he said, then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. Okay. Now, one thing that really fascinates me is elevators. And Brian loves elevators. Ever since Guillain-Barré, and God healed him of Guillain-Barré, you get him in close quarters, and we went to the Sears Tower. Old Sears used to be one of the highest buildings in the world. And we went to the top floor, right there in Lake Superior, I believe it is, in Chicago. And we went there, and Brian, as we were going up, Brian said, oh, I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't. But what if you come down? I mean, what? How do they stop? How would an elevator really stop? Because it's got, I believe, Otis. Otis elevators was the first elevators that's in New York in 1853 that come up with a brake. How to stop an elevator. And nobody wanted to buy an elevator because they didn't have about 5 or 6 stories high. So he said, look, I promise you, we've got a real strong rope that holds it and pulleys and stuff that pulls it up. But if you'll get in this thing and let me sell you some for your businesses, for your buildings, he said, you'll be happy. You won't have to walk up all those stairs. You can if you want to, but you can get an elevator, go up real quick. Go up real quick. Go up real quick. And then if you go down, you come down quick. Now, all I know that I believe this Otis, O-T-T-I-S, elevator company invented a way to stop an elevator. How many's ever ridden on an elevator going way? I don't know how many stores is that Sears elevator. Come on, talk to me. Over 100 and something. Way it's up. And you look out and see everything. You've ever been in the Gateway, St. Louis, that arch? I've been in that. It's something pulling on them. But if you Otis, the man that built this elevator, he says, all right, cut the rope, and I'll get in it, and I will talk to you and let you know that this thing is guaranteed. And I'll cut the rope that's holding it up, and it'll come like this and stop it before it comes to the ground. There's some things in our life, like the Bible said, Paul said, I perceive there'd be much danger on this journey. I believe the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost speaks to us sometimes and we don't listen. And today, do not think I am an off, hardcore preacher or a limb that's got a twisted arm. You know that I'm going to preach you Jesus Christ and Him crucified and want to know nothing among you but Him. We got all kind of philosophies. We got all kind of doctrines. But I want to stay in this Word of God as much as possible. But we don't notice that Paul was on a journey. And he was, one time, he was a man that was in a religious Pharisee among Pharisees. And he had a pedigree that would go all the way back to even Saul, to the tribe. And he was a well-learned man, Trey. Well-learned, like yourself, he's well-learned. And, you know, many times, years gone by, we'd pray for people and pray for people, and people would come, and they'd want the miracles. They'd want the signs. Now, today, we've come into another dispensation. There's signs, wonders, and miracles. But the thing is, we're in a dispensation that people, they need foundation. They're hanging on to drugs. Come on, let's preach a while. If you'll go to Acts 19 and 19 and put it up here, Sister Pierce, get Acts 19 and 19, and we're going, hey, there's things that we need to cut loose, but we've got addicted to things that's really not necessary in the church. We've got addicted to things in our homes and bringing it to church and even ourselves, when the Holy Spirit of God used to and still will touch us. You understand? We're dabbling sometimes in a little mystic stuff and a little crystal stuff. And Paul said, cut it loose. There's some things we just got to cut loose in your life. There's some things that's hung on to you and you won't let it go. Some of you today have been in marriages. Some of you don't know whether you can find a young man, an old man, lady. You understand you've trying to find somebody, but you want God to do it. So when you cut it loose, and some of you are tormented by the things in the past, just cut it loose. I've been to the place where I've seen people and stuff, and let's just sing, let's read what it says, Acts 19. Would you mind reading that?
Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together.
Okay, hold it. There's all kind of things that you can pull up, nor even want to pull it up. And there's kind of people that's been messed up trying to find the supernatural power of God, and they found the wrong spirit. Are you understanding? In every kind of thing, but read this again.
Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men.
Now, this is in the book of Acts. This is where the church was coming together in a mighty move of God. I wonder how many things we've got that we've got to say. Some people will come and sit on a pew and some won't come. I'm talking to all of us that maybe you got a little nip in the closet in a shoebox that you take every once in a while to substitute for the presence of God. Oh boy, if I said we didn't have situations in our life, we've got things that we've learned to depend on, and besides the Holy Ghost, when we used to depend on the Holy Ghost. We used to depend on the power of God. We used to depend on coming together. I was talking to my brother right here in the front, Brother Hollis. I said, Brother Hollis, we were talking about laughing. And today I was going to preach on laughing, and I believe it's Matthew, the 6th chapter, about laughing, to have a joyful heart, have things in God. We need to laugh every once in a while. But it seems like we don't have any joy in our life because we're in continuous storms. And what we're doing is we're coming on a journey. On a journey. Paul was on a journey. A few moments ago, you got prayed for. You enjoyed the shouting. You enjoyed the Holy Spirit of God resting upon you. But if you cut that off after a while, it's going to take a while to get it moving back again. Many of us has cut the power of God off. And we don't have that unction to function. Because it's been fingers and things that's been pointed at you, and you're saying, Lord, I know you can heal my body. I know you can touch my business. And if I don't feel what I'm saying today, when I got out of the car and come into church, I said, God, give me strength. Give me power to move in the Holy Ghost. We're afraid that we're going to catch the flu. What about catching the Holy Spirit of God? What about getting in the Spirit? What about worshiping God? I know that there's much that's on us, but we need, if you got situations that's bills and wanting a job, I need a job. Yeah. I need this. Yeah. We need to cut loose some of the fat. People find as much God as they want to find. Some sit at home and they don't come to church. Some come to church. And some sit here and leave just as empty. We get just about as much of God as we want. In that right, we was riding down the road. We was talking about people get just about as much of God as they want. Some people don't really seek after God. I'm not judging. I'm saying there's times that if we work together and we get the environment of the Holy Spirit of God in this church, you should walk in these doors expecting the Holy Ghost to do something. The singing's good. The singing is wonderful. We get joy unspeakable and full of glory. And people, they get filled with God's Spirit. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe in the move of God. I believe in the supernatural. But I talked to a lady the other day. She said, I'm getting old. And I've been asking God for a husband. I said, hold it. Pray and keep on praying. And pray you get the right one. But don't go out looking. Hallelujah. Sometimes there's things that you just have to dismiss in your mind. Just like looking for a job. Say, Lord, I need a job. Lord, I need a wife. Lord, I need a husband. Lord, I need to quit taking this. God, I need to quit sniffing this. Lord, I need my mind straightened out. But the only way to get it is get in the house of God, in the Word of God, and find some sanity in your own self and say, Lord, I'm not speaking this negative anymore. I'm pushing it back and I'm cutting it loose and letting it ride. I'm going to trust God. What did we do 25 years ago when real revivals in those days was breaking loose? Hey, people were coming and filling the house up. And what about now? I want to see what we used to see. Well, let's do what we used to do in a better way. Hallelujah. If you're afraid of elevators, hallelujah, just make sure that they got it pretty well. You see, you must have had a very bad experience. Like we went on a cruise, Sister Pierce and me went on a cruise. And they said, hey, we're going to go on a cruise. Now, when we go somewhere, we do our best to do our best. And I said, honey, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be nice. Well, it was a big cruise ship since several years back. Oh, my 25th, that's been many years ago. On 25 years ago, hallelujah, we went on a cruise, on a big cruise ship, called it the Royal whatever. And we got on it, and my wife said, well, this is going to be wonderful. I said, yes. And they put us, they showed us a big room. And when we got there, it was a little bitty room. Little bitty room. And I said, honey, this is small. This is not what I was told. I don't believe. Go back and read your brochure. A lot of times you read that word of God, you said, he'll say, if you'll do this, I will do this. If you'll cut loose from this, I'll deliver you from this. Now I'm on the right path. If you do this, I'll do this. But if we come and say, it's my way or no way. No, it's God's way. It's the Lord's way, and everybody don't get healed like you think they're going to get it. God does the healing anyway, and there needs to be an atmosphere at all times. You don't jump in and you don't jump out of it. When a storm comes and the rain rains, then said in the last day there come a latter rain. I do not, and I wish we could say it. This is the latter rain. We haven't seen the latter rain yet. I just want to just be honest with you. It started on the day of Pentecost, and it's not let up, and it's going to get worse and better, hallelujah, as the days go by. We're going to laugh again. We're going to cut it loose. What's been holding you back? If your chest, if your neck, if your throat, if they're taking biopsies, you say, Holy Ghost, I'm still being healed by your stripes. His word said I'm healed in an old book, in the book of James. He said it's the biggest, this is scripture. If the being is sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over the sick. He said pray over the sick first. Let them anoint them with oil. And then they said the prayer of faith to heal the sick. And if they be committed any sin, it shall be forgiven them. So we got a promise. And the Bible said to obey your mother and father that your days may be long. That's one of the Ten Commandments that I look at. Cut loose much, but hang on to honoring people that need honor, especially your own young people, your old folks. You say, well, I won't go to church today. This whole next week is going to be depending on if we went to church today, if we shouted or we worshiped God. Everybody don't shout. I've been in church and I didn't see some people speak in tongues whatsoever. Maybe when they got to baptism, they spake in tongues. But I've seen some folks, you can't hardly ever get them quit chattering. He said, I've been out here 14 days in a storm. I spent one night last night in a storm. And I did not like it. And I wasn't on water. But I'm going to say this. The rain was coming so thick it got white. And then it got to the, you can hear the roar of the wind. And what we have been in the last, I say, several years, it's been a storm. Hallelujah. It's been a drought. It's been a storm. It's been a drought. But cut it loose. We got to cut loose the things that's behind us. Things that's worried us. The sicknesses that's brought you down. If your wife has left you, if your husband's left you, cut it loose. Say, Lord, I don't understand it. They just as soon let those prisoners die on that ship in Acts 27. Paul, they just as soon let them die. But Paul said, cut the anchors. They cast down four anchors. And those anchors were supposed to hold that ship. Some of us have been cut and put anchors that's got you there that would really literally kill you, but you need to cut loose and let the ship go. But hey, the song is this old gospel ship. I'm going to take a trip in this old gospel ship. We just got to follow after which way the power of God and the winds blow. We have taken so many storms in the last few weeks, days, and months, and years. Storms of death. Storms of somebody leaving here. The flu. All that kind of stuff. The COVID. Cancer. People passing. We've got to cut it loose and live our life and keep on living. One day if I'm gone, praise God, and I'm going to leave here one day. But I want to say, Sister Pierce, I've lived my life. I've enjoyed what I've lived. I've seen the power of God move. And I know, don't try to protect me too much, because I'm living out, hallelujah, being cut loose from this world and the things, not just the things in it, but the things that tried to hinder me as I work for God. Hallelujah. I still drive my car. Paul said, don't worry about this. Just cut the ropes. There's many things that some of you have got. Am I going to die from this? Well, if we got to make sure that we're ready to meet the Lord. Continue to read that scripture, Acts 19:19.
Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver.
They counted the price. And the curious arts, what would that be? Have you ever noticed people in the music today? I mean, how in the world can you understand it? Now, I watched a little football the other night. God forgive me, help me. I watched the Chiefs and the Eagles. Yeah, I was over at LaWanna's house and I watched it, Sean's. And every one of us was there, and I said, I'm not much into football, but I watched a little of it. And what got me was, if the Chiefs are going to win, the Chiefs is their third win in every year. Well, I don't know whether they was paid off or not, but that's the best payoff I've ever seen. I mean, I don't mean I'm for the Chiefs or I'm for the Patriots, huh? Eagles. But I'll say this, that was the most slickest game I've ever seen. I mean, those guys are professional crooks if they pulled it off. If the referees pulled it off, it's professional. And I know we got many professionals behind this pulpit trying to preach unto you Jesus and Him crucified, but we need to come to the simplicity back again. It's hard to learn something and unlearn it and learn it better. You understand? And there's curious arts that's been brought in. But in the middle of the half of the game, there came in a guy that was, I don't know what he was doing. I know he was doing this and doing this and doing this. And he was walking this way and that way. And da do da do da do da do da di da 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 do do boom boom ba boom boom. Now don't get upset with me, because I didn't have the foggiest idea what that fella said.
I didn't know either.
And then how we're gonna praise Jesus? Come on, after we listen to that and find out it's got something subliminal. Did I say that word right? Down in there. Just trying to tell you, don't tell me about this and tell me about that. Now, it might have been a good song. I just not into that. Yeah. Then we have them driving up on the parking lot of boom, da boom, da bing, da boom, da ta, 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 boom, da bing, da boom, da bing, da ta, ta, ta.
Yeah,
then they get out, hallelujah, Jesus. is this telling the truth? Thank you,
Jesus.
I can get in people's cars if I knew how to turn their radio on. And the thing is, when you go to a car lot, you generally turn the radio on the used cars.
Yeah.
Go toop, toop, toop. And it goes that boom to boot boom to. You know somebody with this right here. I mean, that's the pistons. Boom. And then coming here, if I go to your car, if you'd let me, and I would turn on your radio, cut the ropes. We wonder what's hindering us is some of the stuff that we listen to, some of the stuff that we drink, some of the stuff that we say God can do. We come to church in a form. And God's trying to do it, but here we are. Boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, ba, 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 boom. And it comes up beside you in your car. And you got smooth running mufflers. This has got to do with cut the ropes. Because many people are addicted to all kinds of things. And we live in a world of spirits that's just been turned loose. I don't know what you may have a hang up on or I got a hang up on. I didn't come here to clean up or twist arms. I come here, praise God, to preach you Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I wonder, come on, I wonder if Jesus would have that kind of stuff in his life if he was living now. I wonder what he'd be doing. Would he be driving like a little bitty small car, a big car? It's the principle. I'm asking you today, you need to be fed, yes. But we need to cut the ropes on things that's trying to hinder us and call us back and let the power of God move in our lives. If we believe in the gifts of the Spirit, I believe we should believe and let them operate and the people know that God's doing it. But I don't want to go through any more storms. He said, I've been 14 days. Read the book of Acts 27. He said, I've been 14 days in a storm. And he said, hold that. Hold that. This night, this trouble season, this time that I thought was a trial from God, an angel of the Lord stood beside me. I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, what he said, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit is what Paul said. This night, an angel of God stood before me, and he said, hey, there's a little island. Does that sound like something different? Does that sound like the word of God? There's a little island over just through the rain that you cannot see. No stars shining, you can't see them. The sun is not, I can't see it. It's just a storm. I don't know where we are, but the Lord's angel spoke to me and said, there's a little island right over, and just keep driving, just keep on. Don't put the anchors down. Sometimes we put the anchors down. We want to live in the past. Let's live now. Let's live now, because there's a move of God coming our way. It's going to be such a praise blaze. It's going to blow the devil completely out of the water. I believe that, Brother Hollis Church, Mister. I believe God is sending a move of God.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.